From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A hellish scene in Moscow, where nearby wildfires continue to rage out of control. A heavy haze surrounds the city, and Peter Van Dyke says breathing is difficult. He reports from Kolomna, about 75 miles southeast of Moscow.
In Moscow this morning, it was at least as bad or perhaps worse than recent days. It was described to me as like waking up in a barbecue. I know some people have, rather than stay in their apartments, which don't have air conditioning, have gone to hotels to keep themselves out of the smoke. So it really is quite bad, and officials are warning people to stay inside. Even healthy people, they say, should not venture out into the smoke.
Peter Van Dyke reporting. Widespread flooding in the Gansu province of northwest China has triggered landslides. Dozens are reported dead and hundreds are missing in the disaster. Continued heavy rains in Pakistan, meanwhile, are making the recovery from that country's worst floods in six decades all the more difficult. More than 1,000 people have died there. Colombia's 59th president is pledging changes in social policy and diplomatic policies. As NPR's Juan Ferrero tells us, poverty and violence are major challenges as Juan Manuel Santos begins his term.
Juan Manuel Santos said his government would focus on improving the lives of the poor.
Que a los pobres no los vamos a defraudar.
He told those gathered at his inauguration that the poor would not be defrauded. Santos had been the defense minister in outgoing President Álvaro Uribe's government, a government popular for having weakened two Marxist rebel groups. But Santos has marked differences with Uribe. He's focused on the need to create jobs and ensure that those who've lost land during Colombia's conflict get their land back. Santos also says he wants to improve trade relations with President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, a leader who frequently tussled with Uribe. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.
Tourists in the city of Potosi, Bolivia, have been caught in the middle of a dispute between miners and their government. Richard Reynolds tells us visitors have been blocked from leaving.
Hundreds of tourists are now trapped in the city of Potosi, high in the Andes. It is a popular tourist destination because of its rich history. The protesters say the government ignores the city of 160,000. They are demanding that a cement factory be built in their town, that the airport be enlarged, and other support from the government in La Paz. The protests began 9 days ago, but have rapidly escalated. Tourists that tried to leave the city on buses were blocked by large boulders blocking all the routes out of the city. Some said they were threatened with dynamite. NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
A rescue effort at a gold and copper mine in Chile now suspended. This is NPR. In Shreveport, Louisiana, funerals were held for six teenagers who drowned last week in the Red River while trying to save each other. Kate Archer Kent of Red River Radio says the community's pitching in not only for funeral costs, but for neighborhood swimming lessons.
The teens were three brothers from one family and two brothers and a sister from another. They were laid to rest in back-to-back funerals. They were in a group of family and friends playing in shallow water Monday when they lost their footing trying to rescue a relative who slipped into a deep part of the Red River. In a chain reaction, the teens all tried to save each other, but none could swim, and neither could any of the adults on shore. A Shreveport bank has established accounts for the victims and is matching all donations to help defray funeral costs. A local bishop is calling on all churches to cover the cost of lessons for their children who cannot swim. For NPR News, I'm Kate Archer Kent in Shreveport, Louisiana.
1 8-hour spacewalk Saturday wasn't long enough for two astronauts to remove a broken pump at the International Space Station, so two more walks are planned. The pair were trying to replace an ammonia coolant pump, but had to hammer loose a stuck connector and were forced to leave the pump in place. Well, consumers believe that the harvest of the Gulf of Mexico is now safe to consume. That's the question from fishermen and processors of the Daily Catch. The federal government has given the green light to fishing in more and more of the Gulf waters. Military authorities in Mexico say Marines have rescued 12 people allegedly kidnapped by an organized crime gang. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News in Washington.